98.2, this is Dunedin's Breeze. And joining me in Damien's seat this morning, Damien's chair, sorry, it's Christmas chair, Tim Oliver from First Mortgages NZ. The other thing that you wanted to mention, it's about getting that debt down. It's all very well, you know, we beg, we plead to actually give us money, please give us money, but you've got to pay it back. Obviously, the quicker you do that, the less you're going to pay in interest. It seems painfully obvious, but you know a few tricks of the trade.
I mean, it's all well and good getting the house, and that's great. You know, that's the main thing. That's the first thing you do, but that's just the first thing. You know, you've got 25 or 30 years worth of paying this interest and debt off. So you need to make sure that you're doing the right things with your budgets and with your money and also with the structure of your lending. So it's just making sure that you're doing the right things there.
Revolving credit, good thing, bad thing?
Good thing if you use it properly. Make sure that you're not exposed to as much as possible. So if you use it properly, it can work really well for you, really well.
Is that like paying off your credit card at the end of the month?
That's right, yeah. So using your credit card, basically using the bank's money to pay for your lifestyle, then paying it off at the end of the month. If you do that at the end of the month, then you don't pay any interest. So you pay the credit card off by the money you've got in the bank, which has been offsetting interest for the whole month. So it's making sure that your money's being used for you for as long as possible. And that's where you get the real gains.
Remember, if you would like advice, as I say, whether you want to get into your own first home or whether you've got little people and you're wanting to get them set up, you can do so possibly without remortgaging your house and all the upheaval in your life.